telekinesis. Wine and spirits, and don't you love spirits? Don't you love wine and spirits, but especially spirits? I know I do, as does everyone I know, and all those who don't and can are suspicious. I swear there's a man at the North Braddock Wine and Spirits, 3 footballs tall, and you know how we're all trying to avoid eye contact now that we have telekinesis? But it's all bullshit. A stick up. My man Mark knows. I'm trying to breathe and let everyone in, even though I don't want everyone in. His eagle eyes. Months ago, it was my terrible towel scarf. He went to games 2 decades straight, and I stood slack-jawed slug as he peeled off all those great names. Not the easy ones like Lambert or Blunt, all Bobby Lane, John Henry Johnson, Ernie Nevers, Johnny Blood. Today it's my wallet made of paper, printed with musical notes, and he asked me if I'm a musician. And I say, for the first time ever, yes. And he says, well, I could tell by your wallet. It's Benny Goodman, I say. I used to sing, he says. Played a trumpet. Me too. I say, these last about 6 months. My wife bought it for me. She teaches music. That's remarkable. He says, and I have my Spanish wine for my gypsy wife who sometimes needs wine and a bottle of rot gut for me and my rot gut friends. I pay and take the bottles, but he takes them back and grabs a paper bag. Do you need plastic? He says. I say no. And he says, good, you have to save the universe. Head. I've seen some signs of melting frost, but there's the old house, and it's on a hill, bought by a former neighbor who chops cars for a living, out on his farm where the cops never look for bodies unless someone gets stupid, leaves one out rotting in the rain. Like the billboards in a poorest section of the city reads, he buys ugly houses, takes his time fixing them up, and then sells them. The cars end up in pieces all over the county, which isn't anything like that fall when body parts turned up all around Pittsburgh. The head was found in a dumpster behind a food land my mother preferred. His hands, under a bridge miles away. The cops thought they found his heart stuffed under a butterfly bush out near Clareton, but it turned out to be from a deer some huckster shucked for the fun of it. A year after it was sold, I drove to the old house, peeked through the sliding glass door out back, and couldn't believe how small it looked without the walls to spell rooms. When they found the head, it didn't have a jaw, and the fingerprints were burned away, so they still don't know who was chopped and spread around the city like treasure. I have started over and over, and the moon seems to get farther every way each time. The guy who bought and gutted a house stores meat in the old freezer, squatting on a sun porch. But the old man is moving out to the country and wants it back. He already called the guy and told him to start defrosting the thing so we could pick it up and drive to his new home over a piece of highway called the Summit, 5 miles past where they buried General Braddock, after his lung first turned away and then swallowed a whistling musket ball that was never to be heard from again.
Thanks.
Hey, you guys are kind. Thank you. Thank you. Well sung. 3 trains groan in the valley. There's a moment, half sleep, the window open for the first time this year. I think they are sperm whales, talking about a friend who died, the blue dawn flooding our room. I've listened to them my entire life. I used to crawl out, sit on the porch roof, and watch the big lights shake along the creek through the trees. I don't know why they move me so much. Why I can't let them become a heavy watch against my wrist, something to get used to as the days go on until it's invisible. I just can't. I sleep, but they wake me. They pass, and I look. I am stuck listening to the trains calculate and couple at the rail yard in the valley with its brick roundhouse, where the engines start out with a well that reminds me of the water that runs away from all of us.
Shit, my bookmarks are messed up. Which was that for?
Pittsburgh toilet. Duchamp has nothing on the hunky who installed the toilet in the middle of the basement in Munhall, and they have more in common with each other than you think. They surely both wish to be the boy in the future who watched his high school girlfriend grab two cans of watery domestic out of the old fridge that shivered when it turned on, and later found himself bare-assed and wet, apologizing, together, startled. And there are some seconds long into his life, he becomes frozen porcelain on a wall, the way she asked him to turn around so she could tinkle like a music box into the cold water. I saw some guy was making a book on picture book on Pittsburgh toilets. So I dropped him an email and I sent him that poem. Say, hey, you should put that in there. He said, that's very interesting. The Zipper Club. Already writing about my heart attack. Hey, I may not survive it. So much of my time is spent just waiting for it to happen. My grandfather, dead at 56, heart attack. Just killed over, slobbering and snoring, right in front of Marie, his fourth wife. It makes it worse he died at dawn in the purple mush. My mother, her quadruple bypass and a month in a coma. My uncles, Barry and Vic, and also Aunt Angie, all members of the Zipper Club. I swear there's an ache right now, either gas or an old clavicle thing. It all gets stuck down there in the chest. I move and nothing happens until I take a deep breath and twist my arm through the hitch. And I'm so sick of the body, uncomfortable existence, and universal fear. Thanks. Airplanes crash. A woman's lower half tumbles through the cloudy night. The night is salt water. A school of hollowed-eyed fish stop drinking and go to work, shredding Levi's, quickly hitting bone. Her new motorcycle boots prove insurmountable. The devils move on to the Dutchman in seat 26K. Window and arms long gone. Her left foot hangs there, rotating. The right sinks straight down, heel first. The love affair was over. The Ballad of the Pillsbury Throwboy. To be so good at something and so bad with yourself. So strange how the mind can destroy the body, how so many times it does seem like Russell Edson's turtle in his red wool long underwear is indeed running the factory. We have no less than two brains, and one is constantly betraying the other. Our feet face a door as we pretend to care about Sally's grandkids. The turtle flicks a swish, and our heart pounds like dynamite, blowing a chance with the sexy lady, the gorgeous job, the enormous pile of chips at the center of the table, all of which would let life flow like beads in the water around the ears, tickling spots you never even knew existed. Do we create ourselves or are we created? A kiss on the forehead as she dries her eyes, another trip to McDonald's. I can't help but see how all those brain drenches are dug. Kentucky strip malls and huge, terrible cars. One mother, one son. I wish I was fat and could throw 75 touchdowns. I take fat and a Super Bowl ring with the New York Giants. I take fat and backing up Peyton Manning. But I don't want to be Jared Lorenzen, no matter what. I don't want to even be myself. Believe it or not, I would eat myself invisible, but never non-existent. This dream, with the help from the perspective he provides in Death at 38, isn't as terrible as it somehow seems. I touched the edge and I might be okay. Thank you. Raise your hand if you know who Jared Lorenzen is. Yeah, my boy. Okay. Look him up. I knew these fucking bookmarks wouldn't work, Amy. You should have went to the dollar store for me. Oh, here we go. Okay, I'm almost done here. Thank you. It really is an honor to be among the slate here and also as part of this reading series. Thank you for coming out here and listening to us. Creature from the Black Lagoon. I want to turn off the lights and take you there. Saturday night, we saw the commercial on TV Bingo, Chili Billy in a Highway Tux on a Tuesday, Wednesday. Before you call, make sure you have a good bingo. You got it, Joan?
No.
You don't remember TV Bingo? Oh, whatever. We never had a good bingo. Damn, what's the station? Mon Pa Kettle? WPHG? WPGH? For some reason, we went apeshit for Creature from a Black Lagoon in 3D, sponsored by Kogo's, where we had to grab the red and blue cardboard glasses. And we did, me, my mom, and my sister. And it's one of those memories. We all have them. Maybe we deny them. I could see as clear as a 20-hour movie. Climbing into the giant car, driving up 30 to Kogo's, storming the place, neon nylon shorts, all that sunlight industrial commercial shelving. The M&Ms. The popcorn and the fish, it worked. Prehistoric fish circled our living room. I nearly cried. Forget the rest. Thank you. All right, a couple more. It's from the same era, goulash. In some ways, I was never happier than those goulash years. Me and my sister's favorite meal. This wasn't some Eastern European concoction with root vegetables or whatnot. This was a pound of ground beef and two cans of Chef Boyardee. One picked by me, one picked by Jennifer, even though they really are all the same. Maybe there was an onion in there, or some extra oregano, or a spoonful of tomato paste, but I doubt it. Fry the meat, drain the grease, open the cans and dump. Goulash and a tiny kitchen table. The tub of powdered cheese between us, a stack of garlic toast made from potato bread to get as much of that factory pasta into our guts as we wanted. Just beginning to understand this is pretty much it and all we could hope for. All right, I'm going to do two more. Thank you so much for listening. Wreath knot. I need an adult to confirm I know how to tie 20 knots to pass from wolf to bear scout. I corner my father after work. I tie a square knot, he initials slip knot. I tie a square knot, right over left, left over right, he BP's Duncan loop. Another square knot, now I'm a king sling expert. Square knot, sheepshank, square knot, clove hitch, square knot, anchor bend, bowline, Albright, arbor, blood knot. He has to put down his cigarette to pick up the pen and write in my book that I know my way around nautical rope, that I'd be able to tie a round turn with two half hitches in case I ever had to make fast a canoe in event of storm. He is happy watching me tie this basic tangle over and over after work, unshowered. Just a tinge drunk. I am 10 years old. I want to learn in knots, but then what? My mother sewed a patch on my stiff blue shirt. It was the highest rank I made before realizing I'd rather be in the woods with damp playboys and a few rotted planks. A friend and I took a bunch of penny nails to and built a shack to drink beer in to destroy after we were completely hammered. I lied, two more. Salt, standing in the dining room in just my shorts, looking for some new poems to show Amy. She touches my arm and pulls me into a hug as perfect as salt. And when she lets go, I'm sure she's going to unbutton my chest, and I drop my arms to let her.
Hell is it? Where the hell is it?
Corona. I gotta be honest, friends. I am the flower sometimes, and I'm also the stone in the water, green and shimmering, and also the stone in the air. We all are. You can hear with your eyes. You can do a lot of things with what you got, and not all of it is in your head. What's your song? Actually, don't tell me. Kiss someone and tell them. Thank you very much. Have a good night.